Now to Canada, where climate change is warming the northern region of our neighbor 4 to 5 times faster than the global average. And that's wreaking havoc on the frozen roads made of ice that provide access to remote towns in Canada's Northwest Territories. Lately, those ice roads have been freezing over later and melting earlier, creating dangerous conditions for drivers and cutting off some towns from supply routes. Joining us now from Yellowknife, the capital of the Northwest Territories, is Wally Schumann, the province's Minister of Infrastructure. So, Minister Schumann, tell us about these ice roads. They're, for instance, frozen lakes?
There's frozen lake ice. Some of them are over a combination of land and ice, river crossings. So we have a number of different type of terrain that they're on.
I have been on them, and I have to tell you, I was frightened the whole time, even though when we say it's frozen ice, it is several feet deep.
Well, the lakes and rivers could be, hundreds of feet deep.
Yeah.
Generally, to get a heavy truck on it to haul a load of diesel fuel or propane and that sort of thing, that's normally up to at least 4 feet thick.
Yeah, so they're nice and thick, and they can take these, normally trucks with supplies. Tell me about the Tolicho Winter Road. It connects some remote communities to you in the city of Yellowknife there.
Okay, the ice road in the Tolicho region services three communities. It actually comes out of one of the bigger Tolicho communities, Betroco. It goes north from there and services the community of Wati, Gamati, and Wekawenti. These are predominantly Aboriginal communities that have been there for generations. Like I say, Wati is probably the bigger of the three. Well, it is for sure. There's probably several hundred, 500 to 600 people there. You get to Gamati, it's a bit smaller, and Wekawenti's has probably less than 200 people, and it's pretty much out in the tundra.
Yeah, bringing fuel that they need to run things, bringing food. And talk about the crews that have to sort of rebuild these roads every year.
So every one of these ice roads in the Northwest Territories, we got to wait till freeze up, of course. The first thing you need to do is profile how thick the ice is to get the early equipment on there. So in the old days, you'd either have to walk it and drill holes to do it. Way technology is now, you can profile it by dragging a machine behind a snowmobile, and even some of the fancier equipment, you can put it on a helicopter and fly the route to determine the thickness before we get on it. And then the crews get on there and clear the snow away to open up the ice to the air, because snow acts as an insulator and would makes it longer how long it takes to build up the thickness of it. So we got to get the equipment on there, clear the snow off, and then you start building ice. And that's the challenges now with climate change. In the old days, you probably didn't have to build up ice thickness, but being that we're warming faster than anywhere else in the world, sometimes we're going to have to drill and water all these crossings and to bring up the ice.
I was reading about that. You drill down and then with a hose shoot up some of the water and so that it can freeze on top. It's amazing. And you have radar that could, look through and tell you how thick the ice is. Some would say, well, why not, build roads? I'm imagining that's prohibitive. Roads or bridges be unbelievably expensive. So what's going to happen to this, Canada's First Nations peoples who are being cut off when these roads thaw too soon or are closed? We know some of the people up in that area are upset with how the government is closing roads. These are supply roads. So what's going to happen?
Well, that's the challenge as a government. We have to try to open them as soon as we can, but we can't open them unless they're safe. And the challenge this time of year, we've had a number of calls even closing down roads because they look like they're safe to travel on, but with the warming temperature and the water running underneath there, it's cutting away at the ice surface. So you could physically look at it and it looked like you could drive on it. But the challenge of having a loaded heavy rig on there right now is the chance of falling through is a safety issue. And we have to end up closing some of these earlier.
Yeah. I read an anecdotal story about a guy who parked his truck on the ice overnight. He came out, it was gone. You don't want that. Look, you're it would seem, as the Minister of Infrastructure, are sort of on the front line of climate change. What else are you thinking you might have to address as we go forward?
Well, we have the challenges around the ice roads, but we have a number of all-season roads that are affected by the climate change right now. We have permafrost degradation on a number of our roads, and that's costing us millions of dollars to repair and maintain the existing infrastructure that we got.
Because they buckle and everything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So actually, the road that you just particularly asked me about out at where it starts at Vetrico between here and Yellowknife is probably one of the roughest sections we have in the Northwest Territories from heaving.
Mm. From heaving. Well, we wish you well there. Are there people who are in danger right now of being stranded? And we, you know, what will you do? Will you helicopter supplies in or?
Well, we have a number of communities that are, most of them are serviced by ice roads, but we have a number of up in the far north that are only serviceable by sea or air, and we will continue to do that. The challenge moving forward of the ones that are on the ice road system is to try to get them up and running sooner and as safe as possible and try to keep it open as long as we can, but we can't control Mother Nature, so that's going to be the challenge moving forward.
Yeah. That's Wally Schumann, Minister of Infrastructure for Canada's Northwest Territories, where the ice roads are melting sooner than ever because of climate change. Minister Schumann, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.